Once a month, I check in with Gail Cruikshank, talent director from the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, so today this is kind of a New Year's resolution maybe thing, is secure that perfect job in 2021.
Absolutely. You know, as many people get to the end of the year, they kind of think, okay, am I doing what I love? Could I be doing something different? Do I want to look for a new job? Perhaps the pandemic has caused you to look for a new job. So just a great time to kind of sit back and reflect and make sure you're in the job that gives you the most joy. Satisfaction.
Do we need to do some like self-evaluation to be able to determine, I'm in the right thing, or maybe I need to get into something else?
Well, I always tell people, you know, if you are kind of wondering or if you are without a job right now, the most important thing you can do for yourself is take that time to really sit down and think about, what are my biggest passions? What are my biggest strengths? You know, what are those skills, both transferable skills as well as industry related skills, that I can offer an employer, and really try and hone into what are the types of jobs that would best take advantage of all of those skills and the interest level that I have, to make sure you're doing a job that you really do enjoy.
So when you're trying to identify your passions and strengths, I suppose that's a thinking about, okay, what do I like doing? What can I see myself doing? And you know, maybe your past experience is going to be part of what you consider to be your strengths.
Right. And that's certainly a great place to start. But I always tell people, open up that mind to look at something different. You know, look at, you know, maybe you've never thought that you could work in this industry because you've always worked in that industry. And I always tell people, a great place to look is just simply look on jobspot.com. And it just kind of gives you an idea of what all the jobs are that are available in the community right now. And maybe it's something you've never thought of before. And you know, you really start looking at the skills that folks are looking for as employers, you might realize that you might be fit for a different industry a little bit better.
Have job responsibilities and job descriptions changed quite a bit? And has the pandemic affected that at all?
I think it has a little bit, Jay. And in the sense that a lot of employers know that folks might be looking for jobs. They might know that the pandemic maybe caused them to lose a job out of no fault of their own. And so I think employers are starting to really open up and look at resumes a little bit deeper. And the ones that are the most successful as far as employers are the ones that are doing that. So if you as an employer are not changing how you look at resumes, I certainly would do so. Not really particularly now, when we've got such a variety of people that might be looking for work that are incredibly talented and skilled in a number of different ways.
So when you're out there looking for work, do you have any suggestions as to where people should start? I mean, is there certainly your website? I know you offer a number of different things out there, but what should people be doing to kind of get that start?
Well, a couple of things that I think they would be doing, we did talk about our website, jobspot.com, which has a lot of different resources as well as the postings of all jobs for the region. So there's usually about 6,000 jobs on that site. I did not take a look this morning, but usually that's where we've been. But beyond that, really look into, you know, who are my networkers? Who can help me as I start to look at new jobs? Do you have a LinkedIn profile? If you don't, I strongly would encourage you to create one. Consider that your work networking opportunity, whereas Facebook is really more of your social networking opportunity. Many employers post on LinkedIn as well for jobs. And so it's a great way to maybe see a job there that you wouldn't see on a job board, for example. The other thing is really, you know, using your resources to help explore and get your word, get your name out there. As much as we always want to say that our skills are what get us the job, many times at the end of the day, it might be who you know and getting that right connection and just getting that opportunity to put your face or your resume in front of that recruiter. And so as you might volunteer, that's a great way to get involved and connected to employers as well as doing something that you're passionate about. So there's a number of different things you can do even while you're in that job search mode. They can provide you some great fulfillment as well as increasing your network span, because you never know who's going to make that right comment or get that right connection that's going to help you land that perfect job.
How about transferable skills? How can you tell whether or not you have them and what your transferable skills might be?
Well, everybody has transferable skills, and I always say, consider them. Those are your suitcase of skills that go with you no matter where you work. And those are skills that go across industries. It doesn't matter what industry you work in, but if you're a given leader, you like to lead people, if you love to look at numbers and you're very analytical, if your communication skills are very strong, those types of skills can be really welcomed by any certain employer within the industry, throughout all industry, not just within one. And so really I encourage people that are looking to take time to really sit and simply write down, what are those skills that you have that could go no matter what industry you might want to work in?
So if you worked with people, you've been in a management position, how about computer skills? Would that be considered transferable as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every single job these days has some form of, you know, computer, IT, you know, technical skill. I mean, it might be minimal or it might be very extensive. So again, those are definitely skills that go across all industry.
How about creating a resume and cover letter? How do you do that to try to get attention of, you know, employees and employers and recruiters?
It's a great question, Jay. And it's something that I think has really evolved over the last few years. And I know it does take a little bit more time for our job seekers, but I strongly encourage you absolutely have to create a resume specific for every job that you apply to. Now, that doesn't mean that you start from scratch every time. You can certainly build off of that base resume that you've created, but it is really essential to help get the attention of the recruiter within a particular company. I really encourage you to make sure that you have the job description right next to you when you're creating your resume or touching up your resume. Make sure the skills that they're looking for are embedded into your resume, as well as get to know the company a little bit. Look at their website. What is their mission, vision, and values? What are the things that are most important to them? And make sure you're incorporating something that relates to that in your resume, because every time that you can have some of those keywords or touch points that really are important to an employer, it just raises you up in that stack of resumes so you can be at the top and have more of a chance to getting that initial interview so you can sell yourself, as well as, you know, just highlight all of the great things that you've done. One great example that I like to, share is if you're interested in a company that is very involved in the United Way, for example. Well, maybe you've been involved in the United Way through a past employer. Maybe you volunteer through a United Way agency. Those are the things that really take attention to a recruiter, and it gives you that extra edge when there might be a list, there might be a stack of 10 resumes, then you might be in the top one or two, and it just improves your chances.
So now you touched on LinkedIn and social media. How do you clean up your medias? I mean, whether it be LinkedIn, which is generally, like you mentioned, more for professional use, do you adjust your Facebook? Do you try to delete some things that may be bad for you if your employer decided to go and take a look at that page?
Well, I think it's always a great recommendation to make sure that you do clean up your social media. And for the most part, I'm talking about more of the social side, be it Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those sort of things. Because not all employers look at those sites before they're making a hiring decision, but many employers do. And so just think about it. Does it always put myself in the most positive light? And if there are questionable things, then maybe it is time to clean up a little bit of that. As far as LinkedIn, make sure that you're continuing to add connections to your portfolio of folks that you connect with, because LinkedIn is only as good as you want to make it. And it's a lifelong process. We're always continuing to add people to our LinkedIn profile, because many times employers might look to see, oh, who are you connected to on LinkedIn? Oh, you know this person. Well, I'm going to call them and see, would this be a great candidate? So again, it's another silent voice for you in your recruiting efforts if you have a strong LinkedIn profile. And like I mentioned before too, a lot of employers do a lot of their recruiting on LinkedIn. So they're going to look you up and search search. They can search just like you can search employers. So it's a great another option for you. Put your name out there and put all your experience out there in front of folks.
Gail, we got about a minute left. What haven't we touched on you thought was important that we mentioned in regards to trying to secure that perfect job in 2021?
Well, the other thing I do want to mention is make sure you practice. I always say practice your pitch. You have to hear your voice. You have to hear you talk about your skills, what you can bring to a company, how you can answer those questions. Do it in front of a mirror, do it with a friend, family member, whatever it might be. Just make sure that you are ready and prepared so you can share your experiences in a very professional, succinct way. As we know, many interviews now are virtual to start it, and maybe even through all the whole process with the pandemic. So make sure you are ready for those interviews. And if you do need any help whatsoever, lots of resources on jobspot.com. We do have a new home. So go to stcloudshines.com, and not only will you find JobSpot, you'll also find all of the great things to do and live as why we want to live and work in the greater St. Cloud region.
Okay, so stcloudshines.com, where to go to. Gail, thanks as always. Happy New Year to you, and we'll talk to you again in 2021.
Sounds great. Happy New Year, everyone.
That's Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director of the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. And the website, again, to go to find out more about St. Cloud JobSpot is stcloudshines.com. Look for that.